USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Primary elections are taking place today in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Time to get out there and do your civic duty. The raid on President Trump's private home overnight in Florida has done one thing: galvanized the GOP. As it's already been proven, the FBI is biased in their hate for President Trump, a.k.a. Russia collusion. The Attorney General for Florida, Ashley Moody, says the FBI needs to be rebuilt from the ground up.
An unprecedented move. I think so many of us have watched as the credibility of our FBI has been chipped away at over the years. We're just waiting for this institution to be rebuilt into that institution of respect and independence and faith. And today is a very shocking day.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
There's a new vaccine for Lyme's disease, and volunteers are needed.
Volunteers are being sought in the U.S. and Europe to test the first potential vaccine against Lyme disease in 20 years. Cases are rising, and warming weather is helping ticks expand their habitat. A vaccine for people was pulled off the market in 2002 due to a lack of demand. That left bug spray and tick checks as the only options available to us humans. Dogs, on the other hand, well, they've long had a vaccine available to them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
United Nations inspectors are trying to gain access to a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, where Russia and Ukrainian authorities have traded blame for artillery strikes. The UN warns could lead to nuclear disaster. Russian and Ukrainians have traded blame for the strikes, with Ukrainian President Zelensky calling for a strong response from the international community. Today is Nagasaki Memorial Day. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Representative Andy Biggs, the Republican from Arizona, on Newsmax last night says the Biden administration's weaponizing of the FBI is just the beginning for this regime.
Well, I've been trying to email and text to my friends around the country to see if they can give me insight. Yeah. We don't really have insight yet. The FBI and DOJ haven't come out publicly and said what they're looking for. But I can tell you this. This gets at the heart of what I was saying over the weekend, that FBI and DOJ needs to be looked at very carefully, because they have weaponized those agencies, those police agencies, against Americans who they disagree with politically. Yep. And it wouldn't surprise me if we get down to that again.
Former President Clinton political advisor Dick Morris says the Democrats play outside the lines, and why all Americans need to see what's happening here with the FBI raiding President Trump's home.
I am probably the only person in American politics who is sat so close to a Democratic and a Republican president while they're in office during the crucial days before their reelection campaigns. And I got to tell you, Democrats do this and Republicans don't. Donald Trump plays between the foul lines on the playing field. He never goes outside of it. He never engages in this kind of underhanded tactic, even when he controlled the FBI and controlled the CIA.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.